From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. Henry Ridgewell takes a look ahead.
For the world's political and business leaders, the annual World Economic Forum is the place to see and be seen. This year, there is added stardust. Donald Trump arrives Thursday, the first sitting U.S. president to attend since Bill Clinton in 2000. But it is Donald Trump's attitude to globalization and, by extension, free trade that is generating a tangible tension ahead of his speech that will close the summit Friday. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Treasury Department placed sanctions on 9 entities, including 2 China-based trading firms that help export millions of dollars worth of metals and other materials used in North Korea's defense sector. Thursday's China's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Hua Chunying, said that Beijing opposes any country using its own laws to carry out what it called long-arm jurisdiction on Chinese companies or individuals. She also stated that she was unsure if any of those specified had violated UN resolutions in accordance with Chinese law. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said it would not be right for Turkey and the United States to discuss a potential safe zone in Syria until trust issues between the NATO allies have been resolved. That report coming from the Hurriyet newspaper. On Wednesday, local media had quoted Çavuşoğlu as saying that the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had proposed a 30-kilometer safe zone along Turkey's border with Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is willing to answer any questions under oath as part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. However, Trump recently questioned why any interview would be needed since there was, as he put it, no collusion. Mueller is looking to interview Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey and one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. UNICEF Deputy Director Justin Forsythe said Wednesday Rohingya refugees living in congested temporary camps in southern Bangladesh do not currently have a secure and safe environment to go back to Myanmar.
The Rohingya families I've met today, but particularly the children, tell me that they do want to eventually go back, but not right now because it's not secure and safe in Myanmar. And we can't force them to go back into a violent situation.
The comments came as Myanmar expressed readiness to start receiving an estimated 680,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled incredible violence over the last 5 months. The United States is poised to send an aircraft carrier to Vietnam in March. Martin Seacrest has those details.
The announcement came during a 2-day visit to Hanoi by U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis that had been expected to focus on shared concerns about China. The proposed visit is set for March at the central port of Da Nang, Vietnam's defense ministry said in a statement. Such a visit by a U.S. aircraft carrier could bring the most U.S. forces to Vietnam since the conflict ended in 1975. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
The chief executive of Save the Children said the organization temporarily suspended their operations in Afghanistan following a deadly attack Wednesday, but remains deeply committed to helping the children of Afghanistan. Hilly Thorning-Schmidt called the crime horrendous and said that attacks against aid workers should never be tolerated.
These are some of the most deprived and marginalized children in the world, and we will stay there. Save the Children has been there for more than 40 years, and we will stay in Afghanistan to help all these children.
Militants stormed the offices of Save the Children in eastern Afghanistan, killing 4 people and triggering a shootout with police that lasted almost 10 hours. Brazil's Workers' Party said Thursday that its founder and former Brazilian president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will be its candidate again in the October election, despite losing an appeal against a corruption conviction that will likely bar him from the process. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.